show you how to enjoy all the lights and the bells and the whistles.
We say enjoy the show.
Means all enjoy the show.
Boys enjoy the show.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
We all enjoy the show. Any questions, holler them out.
You enjoying the show?
Now it's time to let loose.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Woohoo!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
No one seems to give a damn about the alcohol. All of this tragedy at PNC Park with this kid, 20-year-old kid who played college football in Wheeling, this Kevin Markwood, no one seems to care about the alcohol and who gave it to him and how much he got. It's amazing to me. It really is. We'll give you the latest on that. And I believe it certainly appears to be a cover-up. The lack of curiosity regarding this case is unbelievable to me. And I've got to think that it has something to do with a cover-up with the Pirates not wanting any discussion about underage drinking at PNC Park, even though they acknowledge that this poor kid, Kevin Markham, had at least two beers, according to the Pirate investigation. But okay, fine. So he had two beers, but you got to be 21 in order to drink at PNC Park. He's 20, and so underage drinking, the Pirates acknowledge it. Underage drinking at the PNC Park, and no one is asking any questions about how are you policing this place? How is it that this guy with only two beers did all of this? How many people were feeding this guy beer? I mean, if we hold bartenders accountable for inappropriate serving of alcohol to people who are inebriated, shouldn't we hold his friends to the same standard to see if, in fact, that they contributed to this? No one seems to care. Police are sweeping it under the rug, saying, oh, it was just an accident. Let's not go there. I say let's go there. Here's the latest on him. This is from KDK in Pittsburgh, CBS. How bad this poor kid is. Let me see here. I've got it. Well, I had it here. All right. Where did I put it now? Let's see about the steps, family. I just had it here, too. Oh, here we go. According to the woman who's doing the GoFundMe campaign, Kevin Markwood broke his neck, his clavicle, and his back. And no one's curious about how much liquor, how much alcohol this kid consumed and who gave it to him because he wasn't supposed to have it at PNC Park? If he had gone to a bar and a bartender had given him too much alcohol and this happened, the bartender would be, and certainly the owner of the bar, would be held accountable. No one seems to care. The GoFundMe campaign, he's raised about $46,000, $47,000. Good for them. I think that is great. Largest donation, $500, which says to me that billionaire Bob Nutting still has not contributed. If he's done so anonymously, fine, great. We obviously don't know. But if he had made a serious donation anonymously, which knowing billionaire Bob, I would have to say I doubt it, then why would they be having a GoFundMe campaign? Everything points to, and again, I don't know. I don't have smoking gun evidence. The billionaire Bob has not contributed a dime yet for this poor kid and what he has gone through. I mean, my goodness gracious, his neck is clavicle. I didn't even know what a clavicle is, but it sounds pretty gosh darn serious to me. I must tell you. So there's also some new footage regarding the accident, the terrible accident. And it says that Mark Wood apparently was jumping up from his seat in excitement and his legs clipped the railing in right field. Well, okay. But what caused all of that? Because nobody else who jumped up with excitement when 38-year-old Andrew McCutcheon actually got a hit, nobody else did that. You think an excessive amount of alcohol might have played a role in this? I'm guessing it probably played a big role in this. Because again, he wasn't supposed to be drinking at PNC Park, right? That's what they keep telling us. So we'll be talking about that. Also, if you care about veterans in the tri-state area, Cheryl Skinner is going to be here. She is the head of the museum, the Tri-State Military Veterans Museum in Bellwood, and she needs your help. And I know we have an awful lot of people here who care deeply about veterans. And this is a fine organization, a fine little museum. It really is. I was pleasantly surprised when we went there and looked at it. And they have a wall outside that looks like the Vietnam Vets Memorial. They do a good job. And she needs help. So if you know anyone who is a veteran, who cares about veterans in the tri-state area, certainly in Belmont County, certainly in the Upper Ohio Valley, but especially Belmont County, Cheryl Skinner after the 8 o'clock news. And please spread the word here with this. That would be great. So we've got that. Also, just when you thought it couldn't possibly get any more miserable driving around Belmont County to go to Aldi's or CVS or Sheetz right across the street from Whiteside, you know, that private road that I've been talking with you about, and I've taken pictures documenting everything. That private road that is an utter complete disgrace with massive potholes filled with water. No one gives a damn about this thing. It's a private owner of this, and he doesn't seem to care. Well, I was driving around yesterday at another shopping location in Belmont County, a big one. Chances are you know it. And it turns out they're going to be in competition with this miserable road between Sheetz and CVS for the most ignored and pothole-filled road around. It was a disgrace. It was terrible. So I'll talk with you about that as well. Also, if you like to get the word out about your nonprofit organization, a public service announcement, I'll be more than happy to help you with that. Wanted to do more for the community, and I think this is, why is this? To do more for the community, and this is a way of doing that. You can send your public service announcement. If it's your nonprofit, you can send me your nonprofit public service announcement to me. It's Dimitri 2020 LLC. The address is River Talk Radio Network. The address 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio 43906. I know I mangled that pretty badly, but I think you've come to expect that from me. Let me try it one more time. Dimitri 2020 LLC. River Talk Radio Network. 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio 43906. Send me your public service announcements, and I will share that with my listeners. I'll either announce it on the air, as I'm going to do here with a couple of these, or post it on my Facebook page. Happy to help. Happy to help you. If you're a nonprofit, happy to help you. That's what I'm here for. Okay, big event coming up Saturday evening. Yes, I think there's going to be a Dimitri sighting there if they have any space left in the tables. It's Brave Men Inc. presents the Blue Tie Gala, an evening of hope. The keynote speaker is Dr. Angelo Georges. Full disclosure, he is my family physician. He is a great guy, and he is going to be giving a talk about prostate cancer and catching it very, very early. Apparently, only men get prostate cancer. Women do not get prostate cancer because my sources tell me women don't have prostates, which I think is very unfair, but be that as it may. In any event, it's Saturday evening at River City Ale Works in Wheeling. Starts at 5 o'clock. It's going to be dinner, or not dinner, but lots of food and drinks and all. It's going to be a very, very nice event. You need to wear a blue tie or a blue shirt or at least a blue tie. And make sure you listen to Dr. George's great guy talking about early prevention regarding prostate cancer. Catch it early enough and you're going to be fine. Blue Tie Gala by Brave Men, Inc. Saturday evening. I might be there, so maybe I will see you. Lucky, lucky you. Also, with all the interest regarding STEM here in the area, we have another public service announcement from Carnegie Science Center. They should really hang up, or not hang up, but team up with a lot of the schools here in the Upper Ohio Valley with STEM, because Carnegie Science Center, your summer adventure starts at Carnegie Science Center, Pittsburgh's most visited museum. I had no idea it was that popular, but it really is. Journey through time and space, discover new worlds and spark curiosity with interactive exhibits. Book now at CarnegieScienceCenter.org. That's CarnegieScienceCenter.org. You can discover new worlds, Mars, the next giant leap, and set sail on a historic voyage aboard a World War II submarine. Yes, a submarine. Carnegie Science Center, and it's CarnegieScienceCenter.org. So send me your public service announcements, and I will start reading them and letting everybody know about it. 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio, 43906. All right, so let me tell you about this miserable parking lot situation in road in Belmont County that is not the one between CVS and Sheetz all the way back to Aldi. So I'm driving. I had a luncheon meeting with someone here at the radio station, and I was going to pay for lunch. So we were going to meet at Tlacopaki, Jose's restaurant, Mexican restaurant. Great, really great restaurant, run really, really well. Jose is just the best. He is absolutely the best. The waiters, the waitresses, the best. Anyway, so I'm trying to get there, driving there. And I'm driving on that road, not the one nearest the stores like the Walmart where they have all the traffic and all that, but the next road down right by Eaton Park and I guess Arby's. Have you driven on that part of the parking lot yet at the plaza? Unbelievable, like craters. And I mean a lot of them. It's like, what the hell's going on here? I'm trying to dodge the move this way and that, and you can't even fix simple potholes in your parking lot? It's really bad. I'm not exaggerating. I was actually quite surprised. I thought, what the hell was this? I'm going over these potholes all over the place. And this is a very big deal, important shopping destination in Belmont County, the Ohio Valley Plaza. You should see the mess that this road is. It is unbelievable. And again, like, it seems like nobody gives a damn around here. It's like, oh, well, we got potholes, you know, so what? It's the valley. They'll just, you know, drive around them or do whatever. They'll get filled up someday. Somehow we get around to it. Unbelievable. You have all these great stores at the plaza, and then you got to drive through like a minefield or something of potholes in order to get to them. I think the owners of these stores at the plaza, Ohio Valley Plaza, should really be raising a stink about this, because the deferred maintenance, the lack of any maintenance, as far as I can tell, it's unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable. You think I'm exaggerating? Give it a try. It's that roadway in the parking lot next to Eaton Park and next to Burger King and Arby's and is it Midas Muffler or Monroe Muffler? I don't know. One of those car places. And you'll see, it's like, my God, this thing is terrible. And I'm actually wondering if it was a question of greed on the part of the Ohio Valley Plaza. Well, hear me out. My guess is, and I don't know, I don't have any smoking gun evidence, but this is my best guess, is that they charge truckers to park their massive vehicles, the tractor trailers, in the unused portions of the parking lot, which looks terrible, but okay, fine, that's, you know, what are you going to do? Just that's the way it is. But I'm wondering, if the parking lot, and especially the roadway, was designed for these massive trucks, and so many of them. I think it is quite possible, don't have smoking gun evidence, but I think it's quite possible that this might be an issue of greed as well as deferred maintenance. You have all these massive trucks just parking, they're going on that same road that you and I drive, and over time, my guess is those massive trucks that park there overnight or whatever the hell they do there have ruined the road, and no one's fixing it. And I think that's ridiculous. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week right here.